And welcome back to the Visual Studio 2013 launch edition of Channel 9 Live. Once again, I'm Brian Keller, and in this segment, we're going to be talking with my friends from the diagnostics and debugging team and the application insights team. So a few of you have been on Channel 9 before. Andrew, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Andrew Hall. I'm a program manager on the diagnostics team. We own the debugger, the profiling tools, and IntelliTrace.
Great.
Hey, Brian, it's always good to be here. My name is Larry Guger. I'm with the Visual Studio team, and I helped out building with some of the Microsoft Monitoring Agent and Application Insights and System Center and a whole bunch of different diagnostics tools.
And I'm Charles Sterling. I work with the Application Insights team looking at their feedback channels.
All right, fantastic. So, Andrew, let's start with you, because I know that we've got a lot of really great debugging capabilities in Visual Studio 2013. In the keynote, people may have seen this morning 64-bit edit and continue.
Yep.
Here at last. A lot of people have been asking for that. But let's also talk about what you get as a rich client developer. So we've got this new diagnostics hub. Brings everything kind of together in one place, right?
We do, yeah. So one of the things we added in this release, under the debug menu, you can find its performance and diagnostics. For people that are developing Windows Store applications we're calling it Performance and Diagnostics Hub. We introduced some new profilers for both JavaScript and XAML application developers, UI responsiveness profilers for both JavaScript and XAML, an energy profiler that works for any Windows Store application, JavaScript memory profilers in there as well, and then CPU profiling and JavaScript instrumentation profiling, which we had shipped in Visual Studio 2012.
That's great. I like the idea of bringing everything together in this one hub. I'm sure you must talk to customers all the time who have these capabilities in previous versions of Visual Studio, but they can sometimes be hard to find, right?
Yeah, that was one of our big inspirations, was to not only show you one place and you find all of your tools, but also when you come in, we know what project type you have, so we're just going to show you the tools that apply to your project.
That's great.
One of the problems we had with some of our stuff before is you'd come in and you'd get a list of tools, and then you might pick the tool, and then it'd say, oh, sorry, I don't work for the application type that you have.
Ah, got it. The old bait and switch.
Yes.
So what about, I know we also have this new memory profiling for .NET applications. How does that work?
Yeah, so another great thing that we introduced in 2013 was a memory profiler for production, primarily targeted at the production scenario because it's dump file based. So your operations team detects a problem, they collect a mini dump with the heap, you bring that dump file back, and then you can analyze the managed memory, .NET memory data that's present in that dump file.
Okay, that sounds great. So Larry, let's go over to you, because I want to talk about more about this idea of monitoring in production. People who have watched Channel 9 in the past have probably seen you talk about IntelliTrace in production and the idea you can capture IntelliTrace logs straight from System Center Operations Manager and those other types of sources. What is new in this area for 2013?
Right, so we've really worked on trying to converge the story even closer than what we had before. Like you mentioned, we had great integration with System Center. We could take data captured from their agent, move it into Visual Studio via IntelliTrace. Well, now we've come up with this new Microsoft Monitoring Agent. And this agent is the same agent that's feeding data into System Center. You can use it as a standalone component where it'll write data directly out into an IntelliTrace file. Or it's the same agent that's feeding into Application Insights as well. So when you're looking in System Center or Application Insights and you see that ability to get an IntelliTrace file, it's all coming from that same source agent, which you could also use standalone if you didn't have System Center or you weren't quite ready to adopt the Application Insights. Maybe you didn't get into that first, you know, preview bits that we have.
Sure, sure. So I know that the first question I always get after I show IntelliTrace and people kind of fall in love with it and say, I would love to get that data out of my production system. First question I get is, what kind of performance overhead does that have on my system in production? What are my options there?
Right. Well, so with the new agent, like I said, we've really done a lot of converging. So we took a lot of the really good capabilities that System Center had, as well as the capabilities we had from Visual Studio. So System Center always provided a very low impact monitoring mode where we kept performance down to a minimal. So we were throttling, we were reacting to triggers. So when you exceeded certain performance thresholds, or if there were a lot of exceptions, we'd only capture the first few. So you know what's going on, but we're not going to impact performance. So with monitoring mode, it's the same you'd see in System Center, low impact, run that all the time.
Great.
That's an always-on solution. If you've got a problem, maybe it's a logic problem, right? Your app isn't returning the right data or something. You're not seeing exceptions. It's running fast, but you really need extremely rich information to sort of help you solve that problem. You can really crank up the dial. You can turn it into trace mode, in which case we'll get the full IntelliTrace level, all of the data that we could possibly collect all of the time streaming into your file. It's a lot more of an impact. You're going to want to have that on for a very short period of time, but it's to really help you to solve those really difficult problems where you've got more of a logic and data sort of centered
problem.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I mean, I'm sure you've had the same experience where you show a customer that full dump of IntelliTrace information, and they're like, man, I wish I had that 2 weeks ago because I just wasted the weekend, right?
Yeah, tons of data.
So that's really great. And then the other thing I want to ask you about is I've heard of you guys talk about this gold bar thing.
Sure.
What is gold bar?
Right. So you probably saw in the earlier demos from the keynote, when Nicole opened up that IntelliTrace file, there's that gold bar right at the very top of the IntelliTrace file. Well, we've added in capabilities now that come out of the build. So right out of a Team Foundation server build, we're including additional file with your deployed resources. Mm-hmm. And the Microsoft monitoring agent picks this up and reports it into App Insights or into the standalone. And it tells the IntelliTrace file where the sources were that were used to build those binaries. So when you open up the IntelliTrace file, you see that gold bar, and it allows you to click a link, and it will find you the sources from your TFS server that match what was built and what was deployed into production. So you can get back to matching source code.
That's really important because you're probably in Visual Studio working on some new thing that, you know, may not see production for a few weeks, but you really need to be able to diagnose the code that you ship to production or ship to any number of environments,
that's
I would imagine.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, that's great. So, Chuck, I've been kind of saving the best for last here. Newest for last, let's say. So let's talk about Application Insights. First of all, if people missed the keynote this morning, what is Application Insights?
So Application Insights is a set of services targeted at bringing operations and developers together. All the services that Andrew and Larry have been talking about are included in Application Insights, plus a couple others, such as be able to look at the availability and performance from an outside-in view from around the world. So if I want to know how fast is my application available from Russia or from Sydney, Australia, which is where I was from, that's another one of the services. Additionally, also looking at your customer usage. What pages, what browsers, what operating systems are they using? So again, three key services visualized in an easy way, an easy to use way that brings operations and development together.
Yeah, so let's actually talk about the elephant in the room here because you know, a lot of people who may be doing analytics and monitoring today, they might be using a solution like Google Analytics or New Relic that's out there. What really sets Application Insights apart from those other solutions?
The integration back in the development cycle, without a doubt. Larry, you talked about the and take a look at a week, a month, a year ago. Well, maybe not a year ago since we didn't exist a year ago, but I've been actually monitoring for about 6 months. And I could go out and say, what was going on back then? Go ahead and open up that IntelliTrace and say, oh, it was this change set. Not just from IntelliTrace, we actually use that same build info config files from our deployment markers. So I can go out and say, God, I wasn't available from Turkey. What was going on? I can click on the deployment marker and go ahead and pull out that change set from quite a while ago and actually look at the solution at that point and say, oh, I see. I have the information at my disposal.
The other thing I like about that is the reuse of your web performance tests as well. So in the keynote, Nicole showed how you can take the same web performance test that you're using to load test or run performance testing of your application. And how does that work? You upload them to Application Insights and we just run them continuously?
You actually have two settings right now in the preview, 5 and 10 minutes.
Okay.
And so you can actually kind of make Application Insights look a little bit like a load test, depending on the number of calls. If it's run every 5 minutes and it takes 5 minutes, you're going to be putting, you know, a consistent load across your machine. And again, it saves a ton of time. If you take a look at those spikes that you saw in the keynote, that was a load test I run, and then you can actually see a flatline. And that was actually the GSM test, or the Global System of Monitoring test, where I was just going out and just running those web tests again and again from 18 places across the planet.
All right, that's great. So I love this question from Yves Schelp, who's so excited about Application Insights that Yves is already asking, can you plug in your own extensible blocks? If I wanted to plug in my own logging mechanism or my own diagnostics mechanism. Obviously, we're just shipping preview today, so I don't know if you have that extensibility roadmap yet.
So we talked about three different services. In the customer usage, absolutely. That was one of the very first things that we put in there, and it was the very first thing I started playing with. So I've instrumented the ALM blog, and I can actually tell what people are clicking on and actually input in custom information. As far as the APM data that we're actually using from the System Center agent, I believe that's in there right now in the SDK. If not, it's going to be in the next release. But we realize that's an important one to be able to put in custom counters, and we're working on that.
Okay, that's great. So David Tate asks a great question, but I'm going to ask David to hang out until when we have Aaron Bjork back on to talk more about migration paths from on-premises to Visual Studio Online and back and forth. Right now, I want to go into a question from my friend Gordon Beeming. Hi, Gordon. He's coming to us live from South Africa. He's asking, with the monitoring agent, with the Microsoft monitoring agent, MMA, not mixed martial arts, but MMA, Microsoft monitoring agent, do you need to restart IIS still to switch into full IntelliTrace mode, the full verbose logging you were talking about?
So if you've got monitoring mode up and running on your application, you realize you got that logic problem, you need to switch to the full mode, it will result in you have to do an IIS restart.
Okay.
It's a point in time. We're working on making that a lot smoother transition. But at this point, yeah, it would require a restart.
And we have heard this too, Brian. So in the setup itself, we actually give you an option to defer that. It actually will say in the setup that I don't want to do that and not enable monitoring yet. So okay. We realized that for people like Gordon, putting on a production box, this is a big deal.
Okay.
And we also actually have an option to turn on all of the monitoring across all of your app pools or none of them. Again, looking at an operations versus a developer view of the world.
Fantastic. Great question from Zippy here. How do you take advantage of application insights, or he's actually just asking about diagnostics tools in general, when you're using a third-party hosting provider? You don't have admin credentials necessarily. Which ones can you take advantage of?
Okay, so again, talking about three different sets of services, the ones that Andrew and Larry have been talking about do require an agent to be installed on the underlying operating system. So we're working with the Azure guys to actually have that injected into things like the web role, but that's not quite there yet. That's something that we're working on. So if you can't get an installation, you still have the other two services. I hold up three fingers and I said two. So all the customer monitoring, we looked at using the agent, and because of people like Zippy, we actually went ahead and made it a JavaScript file that you include, or a new Git package that you include with your Windows Phone application. And for GSM, it's entirely 100% external. It is as if you were a customer looking in and saying, can I get to it from a remote location? So the three services, one does require an install.
Okay.
I want to do one slight correction to what Chuck said. The managed memory tool we just discussed, as long as you're running .NET code, you have a dump of that process, it should just work.
Right, because that's the same type of dump that I've been taking for years within Windows. You just now hooked that into to parse out the managed memory of that.
That's correct.
Right.
And so what we really care about is if the CLR, common language runtime, is in there running the .NET.
That's great. So I saw you do a demo a few months ago about how you can use the managed memory profiling to actually figure out from in conjunction with a load test whether or not you have a memory leak. So how should people think about setting that up?
Yeah, so actually I did a video on Channel 9. It's on the Visual Studio Toolbox channel about a month ago that was released when you look. But typically, if you have a leak where it's going to really come out, you're generally not leaking, 20 megabytes here, 10 megabytes there. It's something little that adds up over time. And so one way to accelerate that for your own testing is I make a fix, I want to validate the fix, or I see this data coming back out of production, but I only have one dump. It's not maybe not enough, so I get my testing environment set up and then use a load test to simulate a bunch of different users over a really short period of time. So you could simulate a couple thousand users in a couple seconds, and so instead of waiting for something to happen over the course of hours or days up in your production environment, you use load testing to basically speed that process up. You take more than one dump, and then you compare the two, and you say, okay, what's changed when 10,000 different people hit this website?
Right, and that baselining capability is built right in, right? I can just compare to the before and after dump files.
Yeah, absolutely. You just start with the second one, the newer of the two, and then you just say choose baseline, and then you pick the previous one that you had, and it adds a bunch of new columns in, showing you everything that's changed between the two.
That's great. I love that capability, and the fact that Visual Studio Online now includes load testing capabilities just makes it drop dead easy to set up that type of test environment. So Larry, let's talk a little bit about, I know that you mentioned System Center. This is something that we don't have a lot of, or do we have news out of the 2013 release around changes to our System Center story, or is it mostly the same that we've been talking about for a while?
It's very, very similar. It's interesting when you have two very significant products that are shipping on slightly different cadences. But with System Center 2012 R2, which shipped, I think it was about 2 months ago, what they enabled was the ability to export performance events into an IntelliTrace format as well. Now, of course, they enabled that when they shipped, but you weren't able to actually open those and realize the data that was contained in them until we had Visual Studio shipping that knew how to open up those particular IntelliTrace files.
Right.
So we've got the two products. They're coming in close at the same time, and we're lighting up features in both of them that complement each other.
Yeah, and your team works with the System Center team all the time.
Very closely.
So always great stuff coming out there. So Jay Batt is asking, I think this is a question for you, Chuck, what about analytics and logging of databases and SQL Server, SSRS? Is that something I could do with App Insights?
So I'm not certain what you mean by automation. We will most certainly look at the calls, understand the dependencies, and we'll actually show you that it's a dependency that's causing a problem, and it's the call that's actually going slow. But reaching into those underlying engines, we don't go out and say that it's this line of your transact SQL that's slow. We actually show you the call up to the transact SQL and say, that took a while.
Right. And I'd imagine if you determined that the database was running slow, Andrew, you'd probably turn on SQL profiling at that point to kind of drill in deeper.
Exactly.
Okay, that's great. So Nicholas is asking, does App Insights require editing the application's code in order to enable it? Let's talk about that.
So there's, again, three different types of services.
Yeah.
Two of them are entirely transparent to the application. If I run the agent underneath of the covers, so I actually send those VS Diag sessions, the memory snapshots, back to Application Insights, there's no impact. The outside in, that is actually something that's running on an external server looking at an application or just an endpoint. I could go out and just spin up some sort of piece of hardware that listens on HTTP. Now, as far as the customer usage, we looked at an agent model or actually inserting a piece of JavaScript, and the feedback was overwhelmingly that we wanted not to actually look at the agent at that point or use an agent at that point, but insert a piece of JavaScript. So that would actually require you to touch the application to get the customer usage data.
Right, and there's two SDKs, right, that we're releasing
today?
That
is correct, yes.
Yeah, can you just talk about those two?
So again, we actually have the one for the MMA agent to go out and take a look at inserting data for custom counters, et cetera, like that. And then, well, actually, there's three, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a SDK for websites.
Okay.
Then there is actually one for Windows Phone. And the ones for websites and Windows Phone is to actually output different customer data.
Okay, and the one for websites, do I have to be using ASP.NET, or does this work with
any
JavaScript. Any website? Okay, great, fantastic. Great question coming in from Scott here. He says he likes all the features, which is great. We've won. We've succeeded. We should fill out our commitments now. Yeah. So where can he go to get trained on all of these capabilities? And I think I saw all of you guys actually working on Channel 9 videos for the Visual Studio 2013 launch. So those should be, I'm looking for validation that those are actually online now. If they're not online now, they will be soon. So I think there's something like 80 different videos,
seven
on Application Insights. So that's a great place to get trained on these capabilities. How do you actually sign up for Application Insights?
That's a great question. So if you go to your Visual Studio Online account on the root or the home page, you actually have a blue box that actually says Get Started with Application Insights. Clicking on that is going to take you to another form that's going to ask you for a code and an email address to get that code. So that should be live now. I have actually been in the room with you and actually in the staging area, so I don't know if that's actually the case. But the plan of record was to have that live.
Okay, great. So we're calling it a limited preview now, and so sign up for the waiting list. Hopefully we'll get you codes and get people onboarded.
I think we're looking at 1,000 people for the first run.
Okay, fantastic. So that's really great. Well, I think that's everything I wanted to cover with you guys. Thanks for being on Channel 9 Live, and we will come back in just a few minutes. The next topic here, if I can just pull it up here, the next topic is going to be, this is a good one. So this is what's new for web developers in Visual Studio 2013. So my friend Robert Green is going to be hosting that segment, and we're going to have Mads Christensen and a few other people from the ASP.NET team. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that one.